We got to let an old friend into the studio. He claims he was at the Ice Bowl and has a story to tell us. So let's welcome Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in our building.
Yeah.
Clarence, come on in.
Hey, Dunham Miller.
Hey, how are you?
Happy New Year.
It's me, your old pal, Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in the building.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, I heard you guys may be in sports radio these days, and I wanted to come up and say congratulations about football and baseball.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks, I guess.
We're mainly talking football.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Cowboys are going up there to Green Bay and going to play in the, up there at Lambeau Field again.
Yes. We've been talking about it all week.
Well, I don't know if you guys, you two young fellas, you whippersnappers, you pod knockers, have heard about little something called the Ice Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, this happened way back there in, I guess it was about 1938.
67.
No.
Somewhere in there.
No.
67?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 1938. Anyway, I didn't know if you fellas knew that I was actually in the Ice Bowl.
As a player?
As a player for the Dallas Cowboys.
Never knew that.
Back then, they was called the Dallas Football Cowboys. And I was not only a backup defensive end, I think I was backing up the great Jethro Pugha.
Pugh.
Is that the way you say it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I always wondered why he always looked at me funny when I pronounced it Pugha. Anyway, but I was not only his backup, but I was also the league-mandated team-neutral maintenance man for Lambeau Field that day.
What?
Team-neutral?
Yeah, they required that back in the
Who
old
did?
Days.
But they picked a guy that played for one of the teams.
Right, but I had to be neutral when I maintained the field.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have to admit that the conditions of the Ice Bowl were kind of my fault, and I felt horrible afterwards.
What'd you do?
Well, I kind of got to partying the night before, and I left them sprinklers running all night. Big mistake.
Yeah.
I was running a new rain tree module that didn't have the rain sensor on it,
I forgot to hook
that up, and so the temp and the rain sensor weren't working on it, and it just ran all night. I didn't set it up because I couldn't seem to get the module off of Spanish to understand how to program it.
I don't think they had those back in 1967.
Yeah, so them sprinklers ran all night, and that field there froze harder than Elton John at an all-boys school.
Okay.
All right.
Talking college here.
Okay, makes it a whole lot better.
So during the game, I was on the bench with them other backups.
On the Cowboys.
On the Cowboys, that's right. It was me, Walt Garrison.
We talked to him yesterday.
Bruce Voss.
Gosh.
Regonk Terame. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
He played for the Cowboys?
Yeah, recently player, heard that name.
Farthead McGillicuddy was on the team.
Come on.
Chaucer and Josh Brent. And
you're struggling.
It seemed like someone else was with us, too.
Local media member?
Yeah, someone who worked on TV. Recall. Oh, it was the Extremely Manscaped Channel 8 Twink Ron Corning. And,
he was a backup for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and we was waiting, to go in there. Somebody got hurt or something or tore a leg off or something like that on the field.
Yeah.
And we was waiting to go in and see what we could do. And I was worried because although we tried to encourage Corning to be a backup kicker, since that was more of his natural position, he insisted on being a tight end, and he just wasn't the right size for it.
Okay, undersized.
He's undersized, undersized. Anyway, well, we had a gopher problem out there on the lawn. Since I was a maintenance guy, I was in charge of keeping them gophers out of that field. Well, that gopher kept popping up throughout the game at various points. I'd see him 23-yard line pop up again over on the 46, and he'd be back at the 2. So he's all over the place, and so I'd try to run out there and tackle him every time he came up. So we got about 42 too many men on the field penalties during that game.
Because of you.
Because of me, because I'd run out there diving on that gopher hole. Anyway, well, down there at the goal line, there's about 16 seconds left in the game. Packers about ready to score, and I spot that old gopher. And he just a-popping his head up.
Yeah.
Just a-popping it up. So I tiptoes real slow like on the sidelines over to where that gopher was, and I eased my Remington 870 out of my pants that I kept handy for every game, you see.
That's odd.
Yeah, and I raise it up, and I get a bead on that there bedeviling gopher, and my eye squinted in a close-up.
It was televised, the game.
And then it cut to a pic of my index finger turning white with slow exertion on that trigger. And right as Bart Starr calls hut at around the 16-second mark, I fired that shotgun up in the air and blew that gopher to high holy hell in slow motion. Well, them gopher parts go spraying all over the players and everything, hit Jethro Pugh right in the eye, and he loses his footing. It scares him half to death. Loses his footing. Packers score. Lose the Ice Bowl. All my fault. Felt guilty ever since. And I spent the rest of my days in a drunken stupor regretting what I did to the Cowboys on that day.
And now we know the real story.
Coach Landry took my shotgun from me, held me at gunpoint for the next 3 days. It was just horrible.
That's quite a tale,
yeah,
Clarence.
Thanks for having the courage to come forward.
So that's a story I want to tell you. And if you guys ever get into sports radio, maybe you could use that on the air sometime.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Right, maybe good. We will.
Hey, listen, if you guys get the chance, come on down to the boiler room where I was giving the pipes a once over with the monkey wrench, because I just fixed a fresh batch of marshmallows.
Fixed marshmallows? You didn't roast them?
Yeah, fixed some marshmallows. And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I also got a hold of a great recipe for carrots from Troy Aikman. So, yeah, come on down.
All right, we'll come on down.
All right, we'll see you,
Clarence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Clarence Murphy claiming to be a part of the Ice Bowl.